Hello. I entered the 6-digit code they sent me. But stuff still happened. So what's up? Hey, NVIDIA. Hey, NVIDIA. You can't do that. NVIDIA is facing a lawsuit after a 404 Media report found that NVIDIA was illegally scraping videos from YouTube and Netflix, Vimeo, etc. They were scraping these videos to train their AI product that they're selling for money. Now, I want to be clear. I want to be super clear. That's theft. NVIDIA directed their employees to hide their IP addresses, to sneak past the defenses that YouTube has set up to prevent mass scraping of data. They were specifically told to set up machines in the cloud and change the machines pretty frequently to have different IP addresses so that they wouldn't get caught. When employees were like, hey, that's unethical and illegal, they were told to shut up because this was a, quote, executive decision. Quite literally, somebody at the top was like, I don't care about the law. Do it anyway. 404 Media got a hold of internal documents and chats and emails and whatnot that just showed they were doing this to train their AI and sell it. And what is NVIDIA's response? Well, first they were like, well, we respect creators. No, you fucking don't. Just stop. You're already out the gate. Come on now. We respect creators. Get bent. They go on to say that anyone can learn facts from the internet and that this is fine. This is encouraged. It's just taking what already exists and making new derivative works. This argument is often thrown around by like tech bros who are super pro AI and want to just ignore all of reality, regardless of your opinions on copyright. You can totally believe that copyright shouldn't exist. And also, it's the law. They love to pose it as like this cute little robot discovered YouTube and was like, oh, I can learn so much from this and grow as an artificial intelligence. That's not what's happening. What's happening is an executive said, I'm making a decision, break the law and set up safeguards to prevent us from being caught as we steal a unfathomable amount of data. This is like quite literally the largest art theft in history. And they're just like, oh no, it's okay. It's fine, don't ask questions. This is a Fortune 500 company. This isn't some scrappy little group that has the world against them. They are a $1 trillion company. Multiple trillions? Whatever. They're huge. They can afford to pay. Because again, they're not making derivative works. They're selling a product that was built using stolen data. This would be like if a restaurant was like, you know what? We respect farmers, but we have a right to use their crops in any way we see fit. While that company is sending their employees disguised as farmhands to the farm to steal billions of dollars worth of fruit, this metaphor is falling apart, but the point still stands. If you made something and you put it online, it's not just a free thing that exists. Why do you think we have to pay subscriptions for things? It's to license them, you know? So that the artists get paid? Well, the artists aren't getting paid. At least not with Spotify at all. This is not the only one of these lawsuits that's happening right now. OpenAI is also being hit with the same lawsuit from the same person. And also, to be clear, this is not even in a lawsuit with a creator saying, I've been wronged and I deserve compensation. This is a person saying, these companies are just flagrantly breaking the law. This is illegal enrichment. They cannot do this. And yet, they are. Whereas if a normal person stole billions of dollars worth of copyrighted material, they'd be facing life in prison. But when a Fortune 500 company does it, they get invited to Congress to help craft laws around AI. Your Honor, I made an executive decision. I am faultless now. For real though, it's really insulting. As a person who puts in effort to make content and upload it and is trying to make my way in this space, to know that someone can just slurp up my data, use it to enrich themselves against my will, when I should have legal protections, and then there's people who are like, well, that's their right, when it's not, because that's not how any of this works. It's pretty shitty. Moving on. We are almost a year into the United States and Israel's nonstop siege on Gaza. The Associated Press published a simple article with a rundown of just the death stats around all of this. The official toll has crossed 40,000 souls. Of those, over 10,000 of those souls came from children and literal babies. Approximately 2% of the population of Gaza has been wiped off the face of the planet since the beginning of these attacks funded by the US. To put that in perspective, if this was happening to America, this would be a hostile nation slaughtering 7 million people, targeting hospitals, schools, refugee camps, And basically everywhere that when I was a kid, I was told like, oh no, these are safe spaces. They're not going to ever be targeted because that would be just an egregious affront to humanity. I literally remember sitting in my school when 9/11 happened and my teachers tried to calm us down by saying, don't worry, they would never target a school. Don't fear those terrorists because hitting a school is unconscionable. Now pay your taxes, because Lockheed needs a payday. There are ongoing murmurings of a potential ceasefire. This is not the first potential ceasefire, and it's not the first time that they've said that they're close to a deal. And while these talks are happening, Israel is still airstriking Gaza. So I want to have hopes. I want to. If you have the means to give back, I've chosen a family in Gaza to sponsor. You can throw some money at their GoFundMe. They're still pretty far away from their target, so anything would help. You can find that link where you would expect to find links on this platform. Do you love Google? You better love Google. Google is backtracking after publishing a set of rules for their Team Pixel program that said that if you show favoritism to any other device besides a Pixel, you're out. All right, what does any of that mean? Turns out Google has this program called Team Pixel, which is essentially a marketing program where they work with creators, they give the creator a Pixel phone and say, show this off. A recently published form had some concerning wording in it that sent shocks throughout the content-o-sphere and scared a bunch of reviewers into thinking that they might be booted out of Google's good graces. That's fun to say, Google's good graces, that's fun. Here's a quote from the form that people had to agree to, quote, by opting into this program, do you acknowledge that you are expected to feature the Google Pixel device in place of any competitor mobile devices? Please note that if it appears other brands are being preferred over the Pixel, we will need to cease the relationship between the brand and the creator. Only their form didn't deliver it as cool as I did. Anyway, upon seeing this, people were like, whoa, okay, hold on. So like, what does that mean? What are the rules around that? If I say that I like this other phone, am I just not allowed to work with Google on marketing stuff? Like, what? But don't worry, a Google spokesperson said the thing. They said, we missed the mark. God, it sure seems like a lot of companies are missing the mark these days. Can someone make the mark bigger? I don't understand. I truly don't. Like, just don't do dumb bullshit. If you need someone to tell you if something is dumb bullshit or not, I will happily be on your payroll. Just throw some money at me and ask me if something is dumb. I will help you. You'll have so fewer headaches and products. Because I'm just going to say everything's dumb. This episode of Stuff Keeps Happening is still sponsored by me. It's just kind of me out here. If you want to help me keep doing this, I would love your support. One of the best ways to chip in is to check out my Patreon. Tiers start at $3 a month. Anything helps. In addition to Stuff Keeps Happening, I also do streaming and gaming content and just variety uploads. On top of that, I am now building a tabletop role-playing game called Proscenium. I love making things for you. And I want to keep doing it. Your support helps me make that happen. And if you're not able to chip in, then sharing my content is also extremely appreciated. So thank you for being here. Thank you for your support. And lightning round. Twitter has closed their offices in Brazil after a Brazilian Supreme Court justice was like, hey, y'all, there's a lot of false information on your platform, especially about our former super right-wing leader, Bolsonaro. So you gotta take that down. To which Twitter said, no! They're now closing their offices. As a reminder, this is performative. You can't say the word cisgender on Twitter. It is not about free speech. It is not about free speech. Mars and Jupiter are getting really cute with it, and they're holding hands this week. They're positioned in the sky, like really close to each other. This doesn't happen very often. It's adorable. What is up with chess? Last week I talked about a woman who got in trouble for trying to poison her opponent in chess, and now another chess player has been outed as a creep sending sexts and images and whatnot to women and children in the chess world. And let's not forget the anal beads thing. The cheating with anal beads thing from like a couple years ago. Chess is wild, y'all. I'm in the wrong field. The voice actress for Misty on the Pokemon anime has unfortunately passed away due to breast cancer at the age of 55. Fuck cancer. And finally for today, after a 12-year-long battle, Kim.com, creator of Mega Upload, is going to be extradited to the US, facing, wouldn't you know it, a bunch of copyright charges. Man, he should have gotten NVIDIA's lawyers. If you're not familiar, Kim.com, yes, quite literally changed his last name to .com. And he's been on the run for a while. He also once put out a music video about Mega Upload that has just the wildest cast of cameos imaginable. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and my rendition of the Mega Upload song. My name is Endeavorance. I'll be back on Monday. Take care and be well.